to the Nutri Medical Report, and it's my joy and pleasure to invite you to listen to John B. Wells. Welcome back, John. Great to have you on my show.
Well, it's great to be on your show, Dr. Bill. How are you doing?
Good. Well, you know, it's one of those Mondays, I would call it. Instead of it should be like a Monday the 13th. Usually on Friday the 13th, I'm lucky. I had tech problems today, too, but we overcame it. And like anything, it's important to be an overcomer. You do a great show, and tell us about how you do your program. It's a Vimeo subscription, and it's on video. So I was quite shocked a month or so ago when I was on your show. You said, no, you're not just an audio deagle. I need a picture of you. I need you on the screen. I said, you're kidding. Well, I had two cameras. I had one of these rotating cams that kind of is fancy. It kind of turns around. I had my HD cam. I think I just used my desk cam. And they see me with my big, unusually large eyes. With my expressive face, hopefully they got through that when I was talking. It was I call a flow of consciousness kind of interview. Yeah, that it helped. We had actually a large number of people that listened to your program that contacted me, including a Christian ministry that wanted me to come on the program. I don't know if I had that contact. I had so many emails, it's like crazy. I need to get in touch with them. But tell us about your program. What times do you do it? What time do you broadcast? What topics do you cover? Because you were super popular years ago when you're on Coast to Coast. In fact, you're more popular than George Norrie over there during the whole week, just on your weekend program. In fact, I'm sure that right now you have a huge audience that loves to listen to your show, and we want to increase that audience. We want to definitely think that your information, I call it the primary pillar of society, what I call it the high priests of journalism. How's that?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, we talk about tech problems. A tiny minority of people may think that we're making this stuff up when we talk about having technical problems, but I'm telling you, we got everything from invasion of the clone bot attacks by all kinds of sneaky Russians and sneaky Americans and sneaky Chinese and sneaky people everywhere. And so the program was always scheduled to go on, new program, every night, Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock Central.
Right.
This has been very challenging over the last two or three weeks. I mean, we've had computer issues. I mean, I'm not entirely a computer ignoramus. We've had stuff happen that I've never even heard of, and in fact, we have had a changing of some members of the staff, because to their credit, they said, listen, this is beyond our level of expertise. We have never seen anything like this. You need to get somebody that specializes in forensics, and it's like, okay, so we did that, and so now everything is nice and stable, and everything's fine, so we're launching it as early in the evening as we can. I mean, before we would put up the audio, and then when the video finished rendering out, which is a real-time deal, then we would put it up. But we're coming close to the point now where we can actually put the whole show up all at one time. And people are like, wow, you know, this is a subscription service. You charge us. It's like, yeah, it's a $5 a month deal. It's not a gigantic communications conglomerate, you know, that has endless amounts of money that Goldman Sachs will, or somebody like that will help prop them up just in case they run a little short.
Right.
So the ones who know how these kind of operations really run are, they're like, wow, we are shocked that it runs as well as it does. However, I do have some news for you.
Uh-huh.
And the news is we have been trying to find a reliable mechanism that would allow the first step was to get the number of hits on the site
right
manageable.
Right.
The next thing was trying to figure out how can we have some, you know, on Coast to Coast we used to do some open mic Fridays and
right.
so forth. You could at least take a call when you wanted to.
Right.
But we have not done that because you know, it just wasn't. I mean, you can get a telephone interface, and you can do that sort of thing. But it's like, you know, when it's happening live, it's a lot more fun. And so
right.
we thought, how can we do this? How can we keep our paradigm intact and still do this other thing? So, solution. So I'll tell you this: you are actually the first one to find out about this because A Caravan to Midnight will not air until tonight. So I'm giving it to you first, Doc. And here it is. Saturday nights from 10 until midnight Central Time on 570, that's 570 KLIF, Kilo, Lima, India, Foxtrot. We'll be doing a program called Arc Midnight, which is what we name our mothership that we fly around on the electromagnetic wave. And we're going to do lots of call-ins and also some interviews as well. So that's an opportunity to be able to actually talk one-on-one with we're going to conduct some interviews with the caravanners and other people who might be interested in finding out what we do that we can't really broadcast over the public airwaves because it just causes all sorts of upset among sponsors and people who are politically connected. And, you know, we definitely are not, we're not afraid to say, oh, look, Obama was raising a toast to the Queen, and she gave him a look over her shoulder, and then, which lasted about 1.5 seconds, and then turned back in what was an obvious snub to our beloved and esteemed president. And, man, you say something like that over the public airwaves, and you better be careful over whose network you're saying it. So now we're not worried.
Yeah. Well, you're referring to the Dragon Queen, of course.
Yeah, you know, Queen of England.
Yeah, the Dragon Queen.
Yeah.
There's more than one layer of that, as I mentioned before. Now, of course, you know that we've been working hard with Jim Gorsi in New York and his tech buddies, and we've produced a video over in our Vimeo and PowerPoints on how to do all the RSS feeds for audio and also RSS feed videos. And now, for example, on the Deep Ground Network, we have three different RSS feeds, one for a regular podcast, which include video cast recaps, one for particular just videos on all different subjects and topics, and the third for medical that'll go all to the medical websites. So we also found two ways of actually doing calls. There's actually a call service that can actually switch your calls through even during your regular show if you want to even have a call in time for somebody to call them when you're doing recording. And also Skype. We found a way of doing Skype. So, for example, our recap after the show, we have called NutraMedical One on Skype, and people can request to go through NutraMedical One on Skype, and if they can form the question on Skype, they can actually send it over, and we can have callers call in and specifically say, here's my question, I want to come on air, and their audio comes directly on Skype. But there also is a call-in service, so we worked on all these different steps, and believe me, it was a pain in the butt doing it, because some of the things, like even one of the things tied to the best platform for podcasting your audio and video is Blueberry by far. The best platform for videotaping is Livestream. The best video platform is not YouTube, it's Vimeo. YouTube's good, and we put it over on YouTube, and we have a special YouTube channel because it's a big behemoth, but the best platform is Vimeo. It's also searchable by topic and cross-index. So these are all really powerful tools, and I encourage people, for example, to go to our video on demand channel, because we've had some listeners that actually want to start podcasting. I'm thinking, by all means, the more citizen broadcasters out there, the better, that really care about an issue, really research it, or have inside information, like former government agents, firefighters. We have one gentleman up in Toronto that's been on a number of shows calling in and actually has been a guest. And it's important because I really believe we're the primary pillar that's going to be, keep society on the level as we approach the artificial intelligence singularity, the singularity of life extension, the singularity of the matrix, where the globalist corporations, like, for example, Facebook and Twitter and everybody, is trying to push us into an electronic matrix where they monitor everything we do and know everything, and they've got a cybernetic model of us in cyberspace. A lot of people don't realize that the future is what we decide collectively it's going to be, and it's not going to be the corporations or the billionaires that are going to decide it's us. But if we're not properly informed, and that's why your show is so important, this show, we're not going to have a good medical system. We're not going to have a good geopolitical system. We should have direct democracy. It should have already been here by the year 2000, where no bills are more than 10 pages, one subject, one object, no things attached to the bill, and no Congress or senators or anybody, anywhere, state or local, gets to vote. It's us. We should vote on issues, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think you're right. In fact, what I really like is that... you know what I really like is that deal in Switzerland. Their populist initiative form of voting over there, and they had 80% of the people who participated. They got their 100,000 votes to put this thing on a ballot. and it was defeated by a like 80% to 20%, and that was to provide money for everybody, about $2,600 or something for adults and 650 francs, I think it was, for children under 18. And the Swiss went, no. And I'm just wondering what would happen here if we had such a system, you know? I got a feeling that would provide...
We get rid of politics. In other words, politicians should be like in Cincinnati. They should be one term, 2 to 4 years, and they're done. We should have multiple-term presidents or multiple-term anything where it becomes a career. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. The most corrupt, evil, self-centered, narcissistic, even John Stewart. I mean, his comments were, I don't even know where she stands on anything. I mean, here's John Stewart, who's obviously pretty liberal, but yet he says, look, I'd like to know where the heck she stands because she's such a chameleon, and she's so corrupt and evil, and she'll lie to your face, even though right in the face of evidence that says otherwise. But then a lot of the politicians are like that, or they pivot on issues depending on corporate sponsors. One of the things I like about Donald Trump is that he's willing to touch on issues. The part I don't like, sometimes he'll make bombastic statements that are not properly referenced. So we want to provide him information to say, no, John, Donald, you need to realize, yeah, you're going to be the head guy in the government. Remember, you're still our servant. And even though you're a billionaire, you have to listen to us because we know better than you, and we out here in the public, not your pundits in the district or criminal, know we'll make a better healthcare system or a better geopolitical system or allow jobs to come back. And remember, 90% of the jobs in America in 10 years haven't even been invented yet. 90% of the new jobs in 10 years have not been invented yet.
Yep.
Interesting, eh? People don't get that, do they? They're not.
No, they really don't. But Doc, it's just weird. And I think this goes all the way back to Aristotle or one of them. Who was it that wrote the complaint about the younger generation?
I think it might have been, it was one of the Greek philosophers, I know.
I don't want to fall into that trap, but I'm telling you, the thing that disturbs me the most is that people cannot seem to marshal enough power to put forward an initiative that I personally think that if you've been on welfare for 2 years, you don't vote. You don't, if you're on disability, that's a different matter entirely. 18-year-old vote needs to go away. Well, if they're old enough to fight a war and die in a war, then they're old enough to vote. Yeah, this is a volunteer army now. If you volunteered for the army and you see action or any of the services and you saw action, you can vote. Otherwise, you can't. I mean, they try to do the drinking age at 18. We saw what a disaster that was because there's a huge difference between 18 and 21. And the other thing is, people who are going to do nothing but vote in people and keep people in office who will guarantee them free stuff who are on welfare don't need to be voting. When you've got 94 million people not in the workforce, what does that say? Let's see. 94 million people not in the workforce, but they got approximately 25% of the entire population of Mexico in the United States doing something, unless they're doing what? Getting government subsidies. I mean, what this is a mechanism to create so much misery that communism and an ironclad, jackbooted, boot on the throat, by the way, totalitarian system can be put in place. Because the fat cats are going to be fine. They always have been, no matter what.
Yeah. But remember, they don't really care about the poor. For example, here's how I would fix things. I would not have a minimum wage. I would have a reverse tax. I would not have, I would have workfare. In other words, I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, even if you're just answering calls with an electronic computer, even if you had a stroke, we can create work for you. I really think that what we need to realize is that everybody can be useful doing something. Even if you're, let's say, for example, in a wheelchair, you can monitor kids at a distance, even by secure cam. If you're able to read or to respond or do surveys or do all kinds of things with all the cybernetic connectedness and so on in robotics, I don't see why somebody even at home can actually monitor, manufacture something at 500 or 1,000 or 10,000 miles away. There really is, we need to start being much more creative in terms of what the idea of what an economy is. For example, the approach that Donald Trump takes to an economy, he's right to the extent we're always going to need to have manufacturing and air conditioners made in America and so on. But we also have to realize what's coming in the future is artificial intelligence and robotics. The giant need, for example, if you look at Foxconn facility in China, where they have 1 million employees, they're replacing like crazy robotics for many of these employees. For every new job in China, there's 9 people qualified for that job. They don't have jobs in order for, they aren't creative enough to create new jobs for the highly educated population. Every year in China, they graduate 30,000 PhDs and engineers in China. In the last 10 years, in India, they graduated 45,000 in 10 years. The Chinese have got a huge problem because as the young people come up, and by the way, one of the things that I like about the young people is they question everything, and they don't trust the news media. And that's a good place to start, but the problem is they haven't decided what they actually believe. They just know whatever else they've been told in the past was a lie, which is a good place to start with, right?
Well, yeah, and the thing is ask any communist and they'll tell you, we don't train people for jobs that don't exist. That's all there is to it. I asked myself the question a dozen times, where is the money for a job program primarily for black people, Mr. African American President? The answer is there isn't any money allotted to that.
Yeah, see, this is firstly, the number one, we need to get rid of the Fed Reserve. We need to take it over and make U.S. dollars. And for example, when the Fed Reserve, they actually print money, they're not even paying taxes on the money they create. And it's not a foreign, it's a foreign corporation. Then we have 90% of the world dollars is actually in Fed Reserve notes. So indirectly, the bankers run everything, including the wars. And yet people don't wonder why when 9/11 is an inside job, and they still argue with me and say, well, no, we thought it was done by a bunch of Arabs flying jets. I think, you're a fool. When it was a war game simulation, in fact, I knew the guys that were working at Radar Command and U.S. Space Command personally, face-to-face, name-by-name, that actually were there putting the false icons on the screen as far as a war game. It wasn't done by the guy by the name of Tim Osman. It's his CIA name, otherwise known as Osama bin Laden, head of the Mujahideen, which is a CIA operation, just like the ISIS and ISIL is a CIA. It's like, you want to get the program here? You want to realize exactly what's going on instead of being a fool? I talked to an anesthesiologist 3.5 months ago who's taking care of people in Israeli hospitals that were ISIS fighters that got injured in fighting against the Syrians and the Russians. You know, let's get to the program, people. You're not going to hear this in regular news. Fox News would never have Dr. Deagle on. They don't want a whistleblower that's actually going to come on and say things. And by the way, a lot of the people in the alternative media are full of it, too. A good example is Alex Jones and Joyce Riley. They wouldn't have me on their programs talking about things because they blow apart a lot of their so-called thesis, and they never provide real solutions. They just want to scare the heck out of people. So, back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing, and you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right, they'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com. Or call 800-659-7384.
So, John, one of my projects this year is I'm writing a bunch of position papers and videos on pretty well every topic and every issue and providing solutions. Because one of the things I find particularly disturbing by regular media or alternative media is they explore a topic, the top millimeter. I'm a news pathologist. I like to get out my bone saws, my bone splitters, my scalpels, my laser cutters to get down to the guts of the news, down to the bone marrow. I also like to actually take things apart, right down to the individual genes and biomolecules in the sense of the news. Why did the news happen? What is the real news? For example, and this is a topic I find kind of bizarre that the government's doing, that they're tenderizing us. They have this, called the sweater girl from the State Department, Jean Psaki, who comes on and says, no, I never have anything to do with this now, but 10 seconds of, or 8 seconds, I think, of the actual public record was removed by the State Department, just because he wanted to scrub it. And, of course, they come out and say that they did a crime, and they remove the historical record, so even historians can't go back and actually find the video record of this. But yet they say, well, I had nothing to do with it. And then she gets really beside herself angry that Mr. Rosen from Fox News actually excoriates her. She says, vilifies her in the news. I'm thinking, yes, because you're lying for the State Department doing a criminal activity, and someone's head should roll that they actually did this. And did it come down from the abominator, the fool at the top, the clown? I call, actually, he would be an excellent actor to replace the guy that died that used to be the Joker with Batman, wouldn't he? Don't you think that Obama, with his big grin and those giant teeth, would be an excellent Joker? With
a and frightening on more than one level, frankly.
Oh, yeah, he's a very scary guy. I mean, you realize when he makes statements like from the Situation Room, because, by the way, I've found a source from my contacts inside the White House, that the maximum he will make with any meeting with anybody is about 4 minutes or 4 minutes, a few seconds. But one he'll never miss is a 15-minute Situation Room meeting to actually decide who he's going to drone and kill that week. And their policy, by the way, at the drone department, that I've actually talked to and treated people who have actually got PTSD in Atlanta in their drone strike areas, because they have these young guys, usually your techie guys between, say, 19 and 25, or ladies. And what they do is they get PTSD because they're killing people, and they have to hit a second drone to strike and blow up even the EMTs that are trying to save people that are bleeding out. So only about one person in 200 actually is someone we've, quote, marked as being a potential bad guy. And if you happen to have a wedding party on near the Afghanistan-Pakistan border, you probably should not have scheduled an open-air party that maybe looked like some guys in turbans that look like fellas that are on our hit list. Because Obama's going to take you out and take out your wedding party and make sure it's going to be like the Red Wedding on the in that Scottish history where they actually killed everybody in the wedding party, or they replayed it on Game of Thrones here a few months ago. So, you know, Obama says, I'm really good at killing people. I'm thinking, this guy is actually supposedly near the magic button thing, the red button that pushes and says we're going to start our SLBMs, submarine launched nuclear missiles. Oh, my God, that's an OMG moment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really is. Remember that thing about A students make the best employees and B students make the best managers and C and D students are the entrepreneurs? You remember that one?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, you know, the thing that gets me is the behavior of these people in government. I mean, the visible ones, the various congressmen and senators and the people in the White House and so forth. You know, the people that work for them, they're very bright, very effective people. But the ones up at the top are absolutely zany, which makes me wonder, can somebody disprove my theory, just shatter it, that these people that we see are not really very bright, and they are being run by people whom we do not see who are very bright. And that is why you can't get rid of these people. They make absolutely egregious errors all the time. They say stupid things in public. They can't move anything through Congress. And they're easily blackmailed. I mean, seriously, you're a public figure, and you're going to fall for a call girl or a call boy outfit. You're going to take a bribe. You're going to have some contributions from a foreign government go into your foundation somewhere, or your campaign fund, and you don't think there's anything behind that. You don't think there's any blowback. You don't think there's any potential for blackmail. These people that we see in government now, in my opinion, are absolutely completely stupid, and they're being run by people who are completely brilliant. What do you think of that?
Well, I'll give you my theory, but I call the Clinton effect. The Clintons probably only killed 10% of the people that actually crossed them. 90% were the functionaries that are controlled the Clinton puppets in the regular puppet show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL, for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, Remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention all shoppers.
It's cancellation day.
It's cancellation day of your uninformed state. I remember Mark Twain made an important comment. He said, those who read the paper are disinformed, and those who don't read it are uninformed. I would make an update to that statement. Those who listen to the right programs on alternative media are informed, and those who watch Fox News and other ones are less uninformed or disinformed than others, which are really bad. The worst is MSNBC. Don't read the newspapers, and don't. And many of these so-called alternative broadcasters are either mentally ill, egomaniacs, or just trying to say me too because I'm so special. I'm not doing this for the sake of trying to pump up my ego. A lot of people think because I have skill sets that somehow there's a equivalency between competency and arrogance, and they're not the same thing. I'm going to deal with the issue of why the Clintons. For example, you're familiar, John, with the Rhodes Scholarship Program, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, Mr. Bill Clinton was pretty smart. I guess he had an IQ of at least 160. But he was a Rhodes Scholar. Now, when you become a Rhodes Scholar, I think they have about 300 people a year they sponsor, and you get a Rhodes Scholarship. Of that, they do a special test, psychological test. It's a test that you determine if you're a psychopath. And if you pass the psychopath test, you get this thing called a carte blanche. Carte blanche means if you want to become president of a country, head of a corporation, have as many prostitutes or young boys with skin like pearls like the Muslims want when they die. If there's not enough virgins, they have young boys, by the way. I think Allah ran out of girls some time ago, and now he just says young boys, by the way, to insult all the Muslims out there, believe all this foolishness. What you have to understand with Bill Clinton and so on, what they do is they... If you look at the long line of people who were dead, we call the Arkansided by the Clintons, it's probably not directly the Clintons, it's the people that manage the Clintons. But you see, they have a sense of hubris that's reinforced because the powers that be, the dark forces of magic that make people disappear or die in sudden strange ways, like the comment made by Donald Trump about, what's his name? I call it Arkanside. Foster, that's Vince Foster. So Vince Foster died in circumstances that basically would challenge the top acrobats at the Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas. Okay, so you have to face that. And when you look at all the evidence, which we went over last week with Joel Scows, and you realize that the dark forces are super intelligent, totally satanic, and totally evil and manipulative. Remember the movie that was out there, Eyes Wide Shut?
Oh, yeah.
And what they're doing is, of course, they're marching around in a circle with red capes on and goat fat masks, and they had this goat-headed staff that were dabbing to the ground, and they're saying in reverse speech a satanic prayer creating an intention field of evil. People like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are what I call people of clay and iron. The politicians that they want to push forward to us are already compromised. They have to take bribes from various corporations. And they call them and say, look, you can't stop XYZ happening because we just contributed $1 million to your campaign. And if you want to stay in politics, the average congressman has to spend enough time in phone banks that they actually outperform the top prostitutes even in the top countries on earth in terms of number of dollars per day they raise by tapping people on the shoulder and say, hey, I need $38 to make my quota today. I don't think there's any prostitutes are getting half that, even though the best prostitutes on the planet. So what they do is they select people that are compromised. They make sure that they're willing to collaborate. And I give an example that happened to me personally. Because I have skill sets, and I won't get into all the details, I remember when I sat down with Dr. Tortelot in 1978, he said, well, we have your genetics, we have your IQ, we know everything, and you're the smartest potential resident we ever admitted to our program. And, of course, he wanted me to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository and scanning electron microscopy immunology lab. But the other four projects were all DARPA projects to create the super soldier, to wet wire their brains with platinum palladium microwires, to use magnetronic helmets to convert thought directly to onboard commands, to create battlefield matrices, and to take a female template and upgrade them with a hack gene to create the super soldiers that would be directly we call cyborg soldiers. Now, I said, no way. I went to work on MS research because of personal reasons, and I turned it down. But if I turned it up, he said, you know, Bill, whatever you want in terms of equipment, lab, access to resources, Dr. Tortelot, by the way, said spent $100 million just on getting a custom CT scan implanter built right in his office. He had a mock-up of an F-14 jet with a magnetronic squid-cooled, liquid-cooled nitrogen helmet to convert thought directly to onboard commands for firing off ordnances or flying the jet, not thought by wire, but fly by thought, 6 times faster than fly by wire. So what you have to understand, the same thing goes on politically. With the Clintons, they start off being slightly corrupt, which, of course, they did the psychological test of Bill to see if he was a dirty dog. And Hillary, of course, I prayed a few years ago to try to get an idea exactly how they created her. Well, her family were Rodhams, which means they're wizards and warlocks, and they sacrificed their children to demonic powers of darkness by bringing through sex magic rituals and human sacrifice and making them drink blood and eat flesh. And when they get totally psychotic and their brain is shattered and they have a psychic alter so they can actually control them and avatar them, you got people like Hillary, and you run to, which Hillary are we dealing with? Well, there's probably half a dozen at least, or if you want to really multiply the number, you might say it's like the demoniac of the Gadareans. There's a legion in there. And, you know, we have to understand that's who's ruling us. The corporations and the transnational organizations and the high dark orders of the Masonic orders, we're being led by demonic powers or transdimensional entities that are actually avataring a lot of our brothers and sisters that have been created by shattering their psyche, like Obama. Obama's not a real person. He's a manufactured entity. Barack Obama doesn't exist. He is completely the Photoshop kid, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, I completely agree with you. I've said many times, we have no idea who this guy really is. And the thing about it is there's nobody that's in any position of the alleged, and that's to declare without proof, but they allege that they're the responsible ones. You know, the journalism is the populist bulwark between corrupt politicians, nefarious government activity, and the beloved people who finance ultimately all of this stuff. But they're out to lunch, and we don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah, remember, we're dealing with on a physical level in our universe. We're dealing with what's called information, which is logic. And we're dealing with emotion. Now, remember, both of those are the basis of what I call Satanism. And people have to understand this. If you look at the Bible, Satan is the most intelligent created being in the universe. He's also the most musical and poetic. He would be the greatest Hollywood producer in history because by the Bible itself, it says he's the greatest, most intelligent, creative being that ever existed. And that's the basis of, hey, I got this God. That's the original and the only sin. I got this God. That's the only sin that human beings can ever commit. You can do evil against people. You can only sin against God. Now, what happens is, in our world, the reason why people are confused is not because of logic. Like, if your show, my show, and I've been doing this for decades, whether it's pro-life issues or geopolitical or others, they want to attack the messenger because they can't put up, number one, with somebody knowing more than them. They can't put up with somebody with security clearance that can say, hey, 9/11 was not only an inside job, it was a war game. They can't deal with somebody that knows more about genetics or informational technology or anything else. Just like when I talked to various so-called people I've had on my show trying to pretend they know more about the Matrix and the Virtual World Project when I took care of some employees 6 years. And I have a photographic memory and a capacity to learn in basically every area of medicine, science, mathematics, physics, and chemistry. So when I'm up against that kind of level of what I call in you know, manufactured and pretending incompetence, I got to tell people right up straight. I said, what we're dealing with is a spiritual darkness. People don't accept the truth, not because they're stupid. It's because their minds are darkened by a spiritual darkness. They can't see the truth, even if it's right in front of them. They can't believe the truth, even if it drives their emotions in a specific way. For example, the latest are the Marvel Comics superheroes now that used to be kids or teenagers watch them. Now all adults watch them. And the reason is they want to be genetically upgraded. They want life extension. They want to become transhumans. I spoke just a few weeks ago to my friend, Dr. Ron Klatz, who's the founder 25 years ago of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. He'll be on the show soon. And he said he was at a World Economic Forum in the Burj Dubai Hotel 3 years ago. And they were trying to push transhumanism and trying to diss the idea and make it illegal to even do life extension technologies, whether it's special supplements or scalar waves or stem cell transplants or genetic protection of your mitochondria. They didn't want any of it. In fact, they were so angry that the idea that people would do life extension, they wanted to just push transhumanism. That's what they want. They want a sexless drone class with shortened lives so that the super elite can have life extension and merge with technology like Ray Kurzweil. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're wrong. I say, I'm sorry. I have enough evidence now. This really isn't open to discussion anymore, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, it's amazing. You talk about all these scientific things, and frequently you go up to levels that people are really going to have to concentrate a little bit, or they're not going to be able to follow you.
Well, actually, I'll tell you why I do it this way. I do it for several reasons. Some are, number one, to prove to you that I know more than you, number one. And that's important because I'm like an older brother that knows more. So you don't get yourself hurt when you go fishing or shooting or hunting or whatever. But I do it another reason. I do it because at a certain level, you're going to get an idea that this might be true. At another level, if you're really advanced, you're going to say, oh, my God, this guy knows more than I do. I better listen. And the second, I want people to do something that's important. Don't accept anything I say is true, but AXE, a really good question, a question that cuts. Whether you call into the show or email me afterward, because a lot of people are shy. They don't want to call into the show. But if you think you can challenge me, by all means, try. It's going to be an ugly experience. I don't leave captives. And people say, well, that's not nice. I said, why in your delusional mind do you assume I'm nice? Now, my definition of nice is different than other people's. Nice means I'm going to lie to you so I can sell you something. I will die for people. I am compassionate for people. I am a patriot. But I'm brave, but I am not nice. Nice means I'm willing to lie to you so you'll like me as a person, or you'll think that I'm such a great guy you want to be like me. No, I want you to understand that I will not lie to you. I will give you the best information I can, which isn't also necessarily always perfect. But the logic behind and the evidence behind what I have is so damning that if you do want to challenge me, whether it's 9/11 as an inside job, or they use micronukes and thermite, or they use RDX as alternative to thermite, which fools like Alex Jones push thermite and all this other foolishness. He knows nothing about high explosives. I was making solid fuel rockets and high explosives at 10 and 12. Okay? So my knowledge in this area is prescient. So when I hear people that are fools that really think that they know more than me, like Judy Wood in Directed Energy Weapons, she has no idea what she's talking about. And I want people to understand that, and I want to ask them questions to make them think. A lot of people, if they actually had an original thought, they'd probably die of spontaneous human combustion. Now,
right.
Some people might be insulted by that, but I really think that the reason why we're going to hell in a handcart isn't because our politicians are evil. Obama exists and Hillary exists. She shouldn't even be running like Donald Trump says. It's a disgrace that she's actually running in her current state where the State Department are reviewing her. It's a disgrace that they're talking about putting Joe Biden and Warren in there, maniacs and idiots like the grinning Cheshire cat Joe Biden, as an alternative to the Hitlery. I call her Hitler, or they call the Hildebeest. It's disgusting. The reason why is because people don't think, they don't have bravery, just like the Sarah Bareilles song, I Want to See You Be Brave. I want to see you think. I want to see you challenge me logically with evidence, not ad hominem attacks because you don't like me because I'm a motor mouth and I interrupt my guests and I rant and I do other things. I want you to challenge me because you got better logic and better evidence. I don't want to hear crap from people that think, well, I'm going to one-up Dr. Deagle. I'm going to cross-examine him on air. No, you're not. You're going to raise a good question, an issue, and you're going to show me your proof as to why it is true. Because this is not a minor thing. We're the only thing between the devil and the deep blue sea. And this period of time in history is when we become a galactic civilization and a civilization of humans that don't die of aging or disease anymore and spread across the galaxy and are an agent for good in the universe instead of an agent of evil, or die as a third planet with a dead biosphere, and the human race becomes an extinction trophy for another ancient society that looks at us a billion years from now and says, what happened to this society? How come it died so quickly? That's where I see things going. It's only us, John, you and me, and a few others, that are actually standing between us and total annihilation, isn't it?
Well, you know, what I was getting at a while ago is the short answer is yes, but I like the fact that you understand, and boy do you, that this is a spiritual problem. And there as Quayle says, there is no political solution to a spiritual problem, and he's right.
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing now, and I'm just giving some hints as to what. People have no idea the level of my spiritual knowledge on this, and I will only release it when it's the right timing and God tells me to. I wrote the book Clay and Iron because God dictated it to me back in the 80s. In 1998, I released it to 42 cities in Israel, and 157,000 copies I donated to a prophecy club, and 143,000 copies of Abortion to Armageddon. I'm rewriting some other books. One I'm writing now that I'll release at the right time is called The Book of the Way, we/I, the way, which is we are both a we and an I. And as Jesus said, you know, if you love the Lord God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe with your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, all the other commandments fall on that. People don't understand the spirit realm. What's going on is the intention field created by us collectively creates our physical world. Our physical world is a hologram created by the higher spiritual realm of consciousness or soul or spirit. And that realm is actually the inhabited place not only of our souls, but also of Satan. The opposing forces and the intellect and the emotions are in that realm actually create our physical world. Now, we've actually figured out a way of amplifying what are called intention fields to create an intention field to counteract the evil that's going on. We've actually worked out technology how to do that. This is pretty major what we've discovered. And what I want people to understand is we're, you know, right now there's, quote, a battle in the heavens, which means the second heaven. There's a great battle going on for the conscience and the soul of mankind. It's not an intellectual battle. I mean, if I could sit down and convince 100,000 people that what I'm saying about 9/11 is true, or the virtual world project, or the plan that, actually, you can just read the documents that Obamacare plans on by 2018, chipping every American or tattooing them. As they say, you don't even need to do that. All you have to do is have what we call National Velcro Day, where Obama gets up on the wrong side of the bed if he's still around, and he's now the dictator-in-chief because he preempted the elections with a terrorist activity. And he says, you know, it's National Velcro Day. I'm just going to make it the executive order. Everybody's going to wear Velcro and have their cell phone snapped to some body part. And, you know, people say, oh, that's crazy, Deagle. They won't do that. I said, look, in 1998, I met with Lockheed Martin with a 700-plus-page document for how to develop the Mark of the Beast, and the most important part of it was that they had to have health care, national health care. And this isn't about health care, by the way. This is Obamacare bill. It's about total control. It has very little to do with health care.
Well, yeah.
Very little, okay? When you have death panels that meet on Tuesday and the guy needs the operation in 2 hours, when you have alternative care suppressed, particularly by the medical profession and the state licensing boards and medical doctors, when alternative care is a fraction of the cost and far more effective at actually healing conditions and preventing toxic death. And the drug companies just think of, oh, well, 68,000 premature heart attacks caused by our drug. Well, that's the cost of business, damn it. The board and the quarterly profits are bulging. I mean, if I had Charles Dickens here to write a new script for a Charles Dickens-like book I call Dickenish, I can guarantee you that we could use some of the same phrases from the Christmas Carol or other books that he had, like David Copperfield, and use those in our context today, and it would be disgusting, but true, unfortunately. Back in a moment with John B. Wells. Sorry I ranted. That's a Bill thing. Back in a moment with John.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Apologize, John. I want the people to hear you, and of course your program is Care of Intermittent. How do they sign up? What's the website? How do they sign up to hear your program? Watch it, actually.
It's easy. Just go to caravantomidnight.com. No numbers, no missing letters in midnight, just the words. caravantomidnight.com. Scroll down over on the right-hand side. It's a link to our YouTube page. You can watch some stuff for free, sample it, and then we're at 543 episodes today, I believe.
Wow.
So for $15 for 3 months, $30 for six, and $60 for... There's a lot of material in there. It's not inexpensive. It's cheap. So join us.
Yeah, what you're doing is pretty remarkable. And I want to make an analogy here. In the ancient world, they knew that a society would not last more than 200 years before it decayed, to vote the leaders of it to give free stuff to the people that were in that country, and it would decay to the point where invaders would take over the country, destroy it, and it would be defeated. Our country in America is reaching that point where we have what I call pre-democrats, or progressives they call it. That's a new fancy term for it, where people that don't work or don't want to work or can't work, or nobody's going to help them work. I personally think, and this is one of my talents, if someone says, Dr. Deagle, I can't afford your supplements, I say, look, what are you doing? Well, I'm this, that, and this is my problem. I said, what skill sets do you have? You're obviously talking to me, you're intelligent. And at the end of a half an hour discussion on the phone or by email, I said, look, here's all the things you can do. And universally, within a matter of weeks, people come back, I can't believe it, I'm making money, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I've got, expanding life. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair and you got one eye and you're a stroke victim and you need a brain interface. We can figure a way to get you employed, okay? our society doesn't respect everybody. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. What it does matter is if your eschatology believes that you're so superior, so like the Sabbatine Satanistic Jews, which aren't Jews because the word Jew means praiser, or the Muslims who think somehow Sharia law trumps the Constitution, can mix oil and water. It can't. It can never will. And I want people to understand, I'm sorry I had to rant earlier, but I want people to understand just how important I call the prophet priest is, which is what you are and I am on these shows. We're not just John B. Wells doing your, you know, really deep voice late night interviews with great topics, or me during the day ranting and going and getting really agitated over things because I'm trying to tell people things are getting really, you know, weird. And weirdness is going to increase dramatically this year. I can feel in my gut, you know, when something evil this way comes, that if we don't stay vigilant, we won't even have a platform to speak. If we don't stay vigilant, we won't have freedom of speech. When I did my show in Canada between 2004 and 2008, I was taken off air and threatened to be sued for even bringing up topics. And I threatened them back. They wouldn't, oh, Dan, we don't want to take Deagle. I mean, he's already on air in America. He can sue the ass off us. I mean, I got to tell you, if you don't show some backbone, they'll crush you. But if you show backbone, they think, well, they must be one of us because he knows all this stuff. He must be one of these, you know, they call them, white knights, in other words. It's really one of us, but he knows all this stuff, so he must be one of us kind of attitude. So, John, what are the main topics that you cover lately that you think really people need to understand, not just in their intellectual or emotional, but a spirit level? What are the topics?
Oh, boy. Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, this is an easy one. I've mentioned it many times, as have you, but maybe not in the way that I put it. Nobody really knows. They're more inclined to be deceived than they are to be enlightened. And because enlightenment sometimes is a little bit painful. It's like you said a while ago. You said, you know, the one they call Satan is he's the father of lies. And as an adjunct to that, I would only say that somebody who's the father of lies, don't you think that entity is going to tart these lies up a little bit and make them
absolutely.
That's a little more appealing to everybody, a little easier to accept? Of course he is.
And he's going to foster people like the Clintons up by killing their oppositioning and making them realize they're above the law. That's why Hillary prances around like she does. She's been fostered by the powers of darkness. Yep. What do you think?
I don't think she's going to be president either. If she is, then we'll know. It's gloves off, rifles out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks a lot, John. That was excellent.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.